You are listening to A Date with Sugar and Spice.
For the next hour, we will discuss every college student's favorite,
or least favorite subject,
dating. We are your hosts, Cassidy Harmon
and Amanda Walton.
And so this week is a super fun, very different type of podcast, Phil.
Really? We've never done this before. Is that true? I mean, we've never done this before, but.
Well, since I am the original founding mother of A Date with Sugar and Spice, I can tell you that we have never done a show, because usually all of our shows are based on like our experiences,
sure.
Right?
Sure, yeah.
But this week is very different.
Ooh, we're going to be talking about movie moments, Oscar-worthy movie moments in history and in our own lives.
Woo, woo! So to start us off, we are going to talk about our favorite celebrity couples.
Yeah. And I'm pretty passionate about some of them, and so are you.
Oh, goodness. Girlfriend, I could have my own podcast about the couple that I want to talk about.
Start us off.
Okay. Will and Kate. Do you know who I'm talking about?
The royal family.
Do you know anything else?
I know that Kate, like, was just a commoner. She's just, like, a common lady.
Yes.
And then she, like, saw Prince William and was like, I'm going to marry that man. And then she did. That's all I know.
So, I mean, you're missing a few details, but I like where you started and where you ended.
Okay.
Those are the main parts. Yeah, so Will and Kate, it was, like, I think part of the reason why it was so big in the media and why I love it so much is because it's kind of like a real Cinderella story, but with a twist. So, I know. Please put on your seatbelt for this, ladies and gents. But with Will and Kate, what happened was, so they both met at university. And
university. You have to say all this in a British accent.
They did this at a British university.
Never mind.
There's a reason why I'm not. There's a reason why that's not my day job. So they met at university and they just kind of met and they became friends. And then they actually lived together while they're at university. Mind you, the way I'm credible about talking about this is I've read probably 3 or 4 books about their love life and watched 3 or 4 movies about their love life.
Wow.
So, like, when I say
that's kind of crazy.
I love them.
That's awesome.
Like, I used, growing up in high school, I had a picture of the British flag with Kate and Will's face on it hanging up. Because that's how much I love them.
Whoa.
Yes.
I did not know that about you.
Oh, I love them. So anyway, they met at university, they started dating, but then they decided to live together, which was kind of like absolutely unheard of in the royal family, because usually
they're pretty Catholic, right?
The
the royal family is Catholic?
You asked me that question and my mind just went blank.
I don't know.
Are they Catholic? I'm scared. I don't want to say yes or no. I should know more. I've read more books about this.
I'm just, like, they're Christian probably, right? Like Christian values.
Well, yeah, I know.
No sexy times before marriage.
Yeah.
Okay.
They want you to be married before being intimate with each other.
Okay.
So it's kind of like monumental that they lived together before they were married.
Yeah.
So they were like
scandalous.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. So scandalous. And then they were kind of on and off because he joined like their military over there.
Okay.
So he was gone. And so it was super hard. And then he actually broke her heart. And they used to call her Weighty Katie, like, in the tabloids. Been like, oh, look at Weighty Katie. And, like,
aww.
It was so hard for her.
Because she was waiting for him?
Yeah, because she, like, loved him, and they were on again, off again. So they break up, and her mom was like, you know what? You be happy. Go out, dance, have fun. And that kind of got his attention. So then they got back together because he just realized, oh, I'm an idiot, like most men. And then they went to Africa, and he proposed, which was adorable. That he, like,
whoa.
African safari, he proposes. Like, you can't get any better than that.
Yeah.
And then they got married, which was, like, the most adorable wedding ever. And my mom and I actually stayed up until when we woke about 3 a.m. to watch the royal wedding live.
3 a.m.?
Yeah. It was commitment.
How long was it?
Oh, it's hours. Because I was actually in England for his little brother's wedding. And it's, like, a whole ordeal. Like, 2 to 3 hours. To get everyone in there, because there's like 150 people, but they all like take their time, and then they like travel around certain parts of the city before they come into the cathedral. Like, it is a event from
it's
beginning
an ordeal.
To, it's an ordeal, exactly.
Wow.
And so, anyways, I just love it because it does kind of have that like Cinderella started from the bottom, now we're here kind of vibe.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah, but the only thing is, so like people call Kate a commoner, but. Yes, she is a commoner, but you would think, like, oh, she's a commoner. Like, she's a poor college student, too. Well, no. Her parents actually started up, like, a party business, so they were millionaires. Like,
oh.
They were wealthy, but they were technically still considered a commoner.
Okay.
So it is, like, a Cinderella fairy tale.
But like for the most part, she was still like a normal person. I mean, besides being very rich, mm-hmm. but like she wasn't like known everywhere. Like she wasn't like a celebrity. She was just a person.
She was just a person going to college.
Yeah.
But like, so it's like a commoner, but like a wealthy commoner.
Okay. All right.
But anyways, like
that makes more sense.
They're just wonderful, and she like. I mean, he's balding, so it's funny.
Yeah. Like, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous and so classy. Like, when I think of who I wanted to be after having, like, she's popped out 3 children, and she looks better than I did when I was on, like, my high school cheerleading team, you know? And she's just so classy in everything she does. And even, like, with her engagements and stuff, she didn't do these, like, big fancy, buy, like, a bunch of new fancy stuff. No, she's one of her dresses that she bought, like, 2 or 3 years ago for her engagement photo. Which is just really cool because she's that's not about cool. like, oh, I have to buy like the newest fashion trend. Like, no, I like this dress. I'm going to wear it.
Didn't Will like cheat on her recently? Or was that Harry?
Cheating on his wife?
Yeah.
I have heard nothing about that.
There was some scandal with Will and Kate.
Recently?
Yeah. There were like allegations that Will had cheated and they were like, it's fine. We're like working it out.
I don't know, actually. I really hope not, because they're my celebrity couple, so.
Do you still follow up with things, like, now?
A little bit, but the thing I love, like, I love love for the love story.
Yeah, that's after why, that, you're like, eh.
Like, they got married and they had kids and they're happy now, or maybe not so, but, like, I love the adventure of how they got there.
Sure.
That's what I enjoy most about them.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
I love them so much.
Well, my favorite celebrity couple is less exciting and less well-known, probably, than Will and Kate.
I'd say that's debatable.
I don't know. It's definitely less exciting than this epic love story you just told me, because they're not together anymore. But Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, yes. So when I was in middle school, I think I was in, like, 8th grade, The Amazing Spider-Man came out, and it had Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, right? Andrew Garfield played Spider-Man, Peter Parker, and then Emma Stone played Gwen Stacy, which, like, we had never seen that character before in Spider-Man, and I'm a big Spider-Man person. So, first of all, I fell in love with Andrew Garfield. Like, he's, like, top 5 favorite celebrity crushes. I love him. He's really? British, and he's so handsome.
We both have the same, like, trend here of British people.
Yeah, except I think Andrew Garfield is much more attractive than Prince William.
Yeah, that's not hard to do.
But then, so Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy fall in love, right? And there's this really cute moment in the first movie where they're like on Gwen Stacy's balcony, and like Peter Parker really wants to kiss her, but he's like, oh, I gotta tell you this one thing. And Gwen is like, what, tell me. And he's like, oh, but I can't. And she's like, dude, like, just tell me. And he's like, no, I can't. And so she starts walking away, and then he like shoots out his web, and it like hits like her waist, and he pulls it, and it spins her around into his arms.
Okay.
And then she's like, oh, what, you're Spider-Man? And he's like, yeah. And they start kissing, and then she like stops kissing for a second. She's like, but wait, you're Spider-Man. And he just goes, shut up. And they start kissing again.
Yes.
Well, also, I just said that scene in great detail, like exactly how it happened, so I really hope people are proud of me.
I could visually every moment
I could tell you what they're wearing. Like, I've seen that movie so many times.
Just for that scene?
No, I love that movie, but
don't lie, was it for that scene?
It is my favorite scene. But anyway, so from that moment, I was like, wow, they have really special chemistry. Then I find out that from that movie, they started dating in real life. And I was like, oh my gosh, what? Real life love story? So then they start making the second movie, and I'm going to spoil some things. I hope that's okay. This movie came out like 10 years ago, so I'm not.
I think we're good.
I think it's okay. Well, not 10 years ago, like 5, but whatever. Anyway, so in the second movie, they're still dating, but like they're graduating. They're going to have to decide if they're going to go to college or not. You know, like this big thing. He's Spider-Man. Like, how does that work? How do you go to college and be Spider-Man? We don't know. Long story short, Gwen dies at the end of the second movie.
AKA Emma Stone?
Yeah.
No!
And it is so heartbreaking. And Andrew, because their chemistry was so good, since it was like real, right? Like they were in this relationship in that second movie, and they had been dating for like a few years at that point. Like,
yes.
They were a solid couple. When she dies, like Peter doesn't think she's dead, so he's like talking to her, and then he realizes that she is dead, and he just starts like weeping. And I watched this interview. I watched a lot of interviews with them together, and in this one interview he's like, yeah, like the hardest thing I've had to do in my acting career was that scene, because like thinking about her actually dying, like I couldn't handle that, so I like could only do it so many times. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
But outside of the movie world, they like started charities together. There's this picture of them holding cardboard signs that says like, stop taking pictures of us and like donate to this organization or something. Like, it was so, they just used their celebrity power to like advocate for things, you know?
I love that.
And, oh, man. And what a beautiful couple too.
Wait, so you just told me this beautiful story about a couple, this man
and
cried.
They broke up.
And then they broke up?
Yeah. It was the worst day of my life.
I wonder how it was been for them.
Yeah, a bit of an exaggeration. No, I was really sad. I thought they were going to get married. They were my wallpaper for a while. I had pictures of them on my...
That's weird.
Like, yeah. Like, both of them. I had pictures of both of them on my walls.
Do you know why they broke up?
I'm trying to remember. I think I read some article that said, like... I think a lot of it was like traveling, since they're both actors, like they were just, you know, had to be different places at different times, so they didn't get to see each other a lot. But I think they're still on good terms, I hope.
When did they break up?
Like a year after the second movie came out, I think.
Oh, so
it's
been
a while ago. It's been a while.
And you still look up to them?
Yeah, it was like everything was good, you know? Like, they were just so cute and the love was there. And they're good people.
And now they're not gone. That's
no.
They're not.
But good. I hope they're still friends. I want to believe so.
But
that'd be so hard.
Yeah. I don't believe you can't be friends with exes.
That's a topic for another podcast.
It's so true.
Yeah. It's actually a great topic for another podcast.
Being friends with exes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still working on that. That's a cute couple, though.
Yeah.
See, whenever I think of Emma Stone, I just, like, start thinking, I got it. That's the only thing that pops into my head when I think of Emma Stone.
I love Emma Stone.
But so are they both dating other people now?
I couldn't tell ya. I don't think so. Wait, actually, I think Emma Stone is dating someone, but I don't know about Andrew Garfield.
Well, I bet.
I hope he's not dating someone. I love him. So when I was.
Are you waiting for him?
Probably, yeah. So when I was in like 9th grade, I had a Twitter for like a year. That was the last time I had a Twitter. And there was like this fake Andrew Garfield account. It was just like a fan account, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he was taking questions that day. And so I thought it was the real one. It was sad. So I asked him some questions and he replied. And I was like, Andrew Garfield just talked to me. I was like freaking out. And then I learned it was not really him. And I was so sad. But yeah, it's still kind of cool, you know?
It's like when you learn that Santa Claus isn't real.
What?
That's a topic for another day. One couple, so we both said like our favorite couples, right? Like,
yeah.
So there's one couple that like you just look at them and you're like, you are just poisonous for each other.
Yeah.
And who is that couple?
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
Woof.
Oh my gosh.
Like.
I didn't think, you know, okay. With their timeline, right? So they dated for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They got engaged, right? And then yeah. They broke up. And then immediately got engaged again, right?
Yeah.
And they got married.
Super
and then,
fast.
Like, a couple months later, got a divorce. Yeah. And I remember when they got back together, I was like, oh, good. Like, I was, like, happy for them. And I don't know why.
I
don't know these people.
You just want people to be in love.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're in love with love, right? And, like,
yeah.
Totally. I'm romantic. I get it. Yeah. And I was so happy for them. And then... I found out they got a divorce and I was like, oh, what happened? And did you see like how everything went down though?
I saw that she was like kissing another girl on a boat.
Yeah. And that's like how he found out, according to what I read. I could be wrong. But like sources said that like the way he found out that their marriage was ending was on social media, like reading articles about it because he didn't know.
How can you not know about your own divorce?
I don't know.
That just, and then Miley Cyrus went through that crazy stage, and like at first, you know, she was on Hannah Montana, and then the last song, and you're like, okay, this girl's gonna be like the next Hillary Duff, just a classy woman, you know? Then she cuts off all her hair, which she looks good with short hair,
yeah.
Then ends up naked on like a wrecking ball, and then is like married, and then divorced, and then kissing another girl. I'm like, Miley Cyrus, just move to the countryside, and maybe just figure out who you are, because I think you are all over the place.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, I think Miley gets a bad rep sometimes. I think she is really talented, and I think she uses her voice. She's another person who, like, uses her voice to, like, advocate for the things that are important, which I really respect.
Yeah.
But Yeah. What happened with Liam, I was just like, oh, girl. Not cool.
No.
Not cool. And they, like, don't follow each other on Instagram anymore. Like, they cut each other out.
Yeah, which is healthy. I guess they cut each other out.
Yeah.
I just, that couple so just needed to break up. Yeah. And you know what? If, like, Liam's looking for someone, I'll be there.
Yeah. True. Liam over Chris any day.
Oh, well, I'm not picky. I'll even take the short one.
There's a third Hemsworth brother?
I know. There is.
What?
But he's not nearly as pretty or tall as the other one, so I just feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
Rip the other Hemsworth.
Well, getting back into positive things.
Yes.
We wanted to talk about really fast some Oscar-worthy movie moments and movies we've seen that just, like, so touching and heart-wrenching.
Yeah, that you want to happen, that you want them, those scenes to be
in to your happen life. To you. Yeah,
happen to you. I don't know why I couldn't.
So what's your, like, all-time favorite rom-com? It's not a rom-com, it's a
romance. The best movie of all time, in case you're wondering, and it is The Notebook. And you can give me those eye rolls. Get mad at me. People have before in the past, and I'm sure they're doing it right now.
I love The Notebook.
Thank you. Even the other day in
Ryan
class.
Ryan Gosling?
Oh, break me up a piece of that Kit Kat bar. No, even my professor the other day was just like, and like The Notebook is like one of the worst ones ever. And I was like, yeah, that's just one of my favorite movies. He's like, well, why didn't you say that? Because I knew I'd get that reaction.
Yeah.
Because people don't appreciate The Notebook.
No. Yeah, that was like my high school movie. Like, my friends in high school were obsessed with that movie.
Yes, that was my middle school movie.
Yeah.
Which is dates me, but I don't care.
You watched that in middle school? It's a little steamy for being 12 years old.
Well, and it's funny because it is. I would always watch it on TV, so it was edited.
Oh, it was yeah.
But then I gave it to a guy for Christmas, and his mom immediately threw it away and wouldn't even let him watch it. Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah, my friends, so for me, the scene that I think of is them in the rain, right? Like, on the boat, and they're swans, and they're laughing, and then they get out, they have that fight, and he's like, well, what do you want? And then they start kissing, and then they make out a lot, amongst other things.
Yeah, exactly.
But my friends in high school, we called each other Bird because of that movie. Aww. You know, if you're a bird, I'm a bird.
I love that.
And we all joked about getting little bird tattoos when we graduated.
Did you get yours?
No.
That's unfortunate.
I don't know if I want The Notebook memorized on my body.
Okay, that's valid.
Yeah.
What's my favorite? Like, the thing I just love about it, and people be like, oh my gosh, it's so toxic. But the fact is that, like, they never gave up on each other. Like, there was true love.
Yeah.
And, like, even when they weren't together, they wanted to be together. And, like, was their relationship perfect? Were they a perfect match for each other? But no.
Absolutely not.
But they, like, you can see the movie. They found better matches for them. But they fought for their love. And, like, they, was, like, 5 or 10 years after when they first met that they realized they're still in love. And, like, no, it wasn't perfect. No, they're probably going to fight. But they, like, love each other. And they're willing to make it work.
Yes.
And, like, that's the love
story. That's so romantic.
Yeah, that's the love story everyone wants. That, like, maybe you're not perfect for each other. But you fight for it every single day.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's like, he's like, I want all of you every day. And I just.
You want someone to want you that much.
Yeah, and I think the best part of it is the old couple in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he's, like. Even they go through all this, like, trials and hardships when, like, they're young. But here they are, just old and married and still just as much in love.
Yeah.
And give me one girl that does not want to be that madly in love with her husband. Yeah. Or have a guy that's madly in love with her when
Seriously.
They're 85 years old.
Yeah.
You just, like, you can't beat that. Like, that is what you want. You want someone that's going to fight for you.
There's that one shot where the old man version of Noah is crying because Allie, like, starts having, like, a fit while they're dancing or something, you know?
Yeah.
And there's this one shot where he's crying, and I'm like, ah! Like, fix him.
I know, like, he just loves her so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so cliche, but I just think...
It's a romantic movie.
It's romantic.
What are you gonna do?
And I just love it.
Yeah.
Although, I will say this, almost a year ago, I was dating a guy, and I was like, let's watch my favorite movie, The Notebook. Love it, right? And because I'd always watched it on TV, I never watched the actual movie. So there I'm sitting with this guy on, like, our second date watching The Notebook, and you've just seen a lot of stuff you probably shouldn't. And I was so much like, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. He's like, Cassidy, it's okay. I'm like, nope, this is so terrible. You probably think I'm a terrible person. I'm really sorry. So don't watch that on your second or first date, but.
Yeah, probably not.
But you will love it.
Good advice.
Thank you.
Yeah, you will love it.
What about you?
So one of the first things that comes to mind is in Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
The wedding scene when his brother is getting married. Or is it just his friend?
I think it's just his friend.
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't seen it in a while. But the last time I was watching it, I had already seen it and my dad hadn't. So I was rewatching it with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this video where he has this blanket like tucked up to his mouth. And as soon as like the bride comes out and it's just like beautiful, right? They're like on this like river somehow. There's like water all over the floor, but it's beautiful. They're like in this jungle. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. And she looks so beautiful.
Gorgeous.
So she walks out and my dad goes and just like gasps and goes, she's so beautiful. And I have this video where he just keeps like putting his hands to his face and gasping because he loves it so much. And I've never seen him act like that before. But it's just such a like beautiful, beautiful moment. And like the love is there, but the glamour's there. And it's just like, oh man, that dream wedding right there.
Yeah. It's called Crazy Rich Asians for him. So good luck through that.
Yeah. Good point. Okay. So what movie moments have you had in your life? Because like we talk about the ones we see in movies, but I feel like there are moments I've experienced where in the moment I'm like, oh my gosh, this is out of a movie. What's even happening? You know?
Yes. So I had one just a couple months ago and it was probably the most like cinematic. Is that a word?
Cinematic. Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's some other ones that I'll probably think of once I say this, but the first one that comes to mind is I was dating this guy who, that's a funny story. So we're getting to know each other. We've known each other. I met him my freshman year of college, like first week. So I've known him a very, very long time. And we like kind of dated and whatnot, but then like lost contact. So then we started talking like last semester again. And we're like hanging out and Nick came over to my house and, he would like do puzzles with me and my mom and like bring me crumble cookies. And I'm like, you are a smart man. And so that night he had spent like 3 hours like looking through my scrapbook with me, which like, I don't know what guy would go through 3 hours of scrapbooking with a girl, but he's doing it for me. Then we're like watching a movie and then he's like, all right, like, well, I should probably go. And I was like, okay, like that sounds good. And it was during Thanksgiving break. And so like at this point, you know, we were just hanging out, like no physical, we weren't physical at all with each other. So he like gives me a hug and then he leaves. And I'm like, oh, that was like so much fun. Like I enjoyed that. And then I get this text from him, right? And it's like, hey, I forgot something at your house. So then at this point, I'm like in my PJs. And so I'm like, well, here we go. And I had a blanket wrapped around me. And I'm like, he's going to kiss me right now, isn't he?
I don't know how you have that intuition because I'm so bad at picking up on stuff like that.
You're saying that if a guy texted you, I'm just like, hey, I forgot something at your house. You're not going to be like a little curious if he wants something?
I mean, I would be. Yeah. OK, sorry. I'd be a little curious. I'm not like horrible at picking up on stuff like that, but I can be.
And the thing was, he was trying to be so smooth.
Yeah.
So there I am, like, it's the middle of winter. It just barely snowed. And I'm, like, wrapped up in my blanket on my porch. And he's, like, this, like, poly, right? So he's, like, coming up and, like, with his, like, little swag. And so I'm standing there. I'm, like, so I'm, like, what'd you forget? Comes up to me, just grabs my face, kisses me.
Oof.
And says, 2 weeks is too long. Kisses me. Or, no, he said, 2 weeks is too long. Grabs my face, kisses me. Then turns and walks away. Like, doesn't say anything. Just... 2 weeks is too long, kisses me, turns back to the car. And I was just like standing there and I was like, did that actually just happen? Because that was really attractive. Like, woof. It was just like the perfect.
What a
like,
romantic rom-com moment.
Oh, exactly. It was the most like cinematic like kiss I think I've ever had. Is just like,
the grabbing of the face is what really...
And I'm, like, just wrapped up in blankets, like, looking like a bum. And he's doing his, like, little swagger walk. And, yeah, it was...
Nice.
It was pretty.
Yeah. Oh, Oscar-worthy performance right there.
It definitely was. He'd get the gold one.
Yeah. They're all gold.
I was thinking about the Olympics there for a second. What about you? What's your favorite, like, Oscar moment?
I have a lot. So I'm trying to narrow it down, but I have two that I'll share that are short. So I really liked this guy who worked with me at one of my jobs, well, when I worked in the writing center.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got there early and I was just kind of hanging out before my shift started, and he was there and didn't have anything to do, and like I didn't know, like we were still like kind of flirting, but like I didn't really know what was going on, you know.
Yeah.
But so we're like sitting on opposite ends of the room, and then I hear someone go, psst, psst, and I like turn over and it's him, and he's like nudges for me to come over and sit by him, and I'm like, okay. So I go over there and we just start, like, I don't know how else to describe this other than, like, it just felt like everyone in the room, like, disappeared. Like, I know everyone always says that, but it was just like, I literally, like, forgot that I was in a big room full of people talking. Like, we would just start having this awesome conversation. He starts reading me poetry that he's written. He's just like, you want to hear some poems I've written? And I was like, yeah.
What?
So he starts reading me poetry. I start reading him stuff I've been writing. We start talking about music. Like, it's just like this crazy, amazing conversation. And then his appointment got there and they were like, hey, I'm here. And it was like, I like snapped out of it and everything went back to normal. And I was like, oh, yeah. I'm like in this room. How weird. But like when we were talking, we were like leaning in so close to each other and like almost touching. It was wild. Like the tension was just there, you know. And then my other moment in high school, my senior year, I liked this guy and I thought that he liked me too. He did. Sorry, that sounded like I was wrong.
Spoiler.
But, yeah. Spoiler alert. First kiss. Anyway, so we went to this arcade and we were driving home and he drove me and my friend home. And my friend, so like it's him and his friend in the passenger seat, and then me and my friend are in his back seat. And my friend, Cece, had fallen asleep on my lap. So I'm just like holding her in the car and I'm like looking out the window. And then I look over and I look in the rearview mirror and mm-hmm. he's already looking at me. So we like match eyes in the rearview Aww. Mirror and then we both smile and then look away. And like that was like when I knew, I was like, oh, he likes me. And I like tried telling my friends. I was like, no, he looked at me in the rearview mirror. And everyone was like, what? Like, that doesn't mean anything. And I'm like, no, it was a moment. But it was hard to convey that to other people, you know.
But it was your moment.
It was such a good moment. Those are my favorite parts about having boys in your life. Like little moments that are just so cute that you think about forever.
Yeah, there's, you know? Now that you mention it, there's been a couple of times, and like in the moment I'm like, this is adorable, but also cheesy, but I don't know how I feel about this. Yeah. But looking back, it's really cute, is like slow dancing in the kitchen.
Oh, stop. That's like my dream.
Yeah, there was one time I was like doing dishes, and he came up from behind, this guy that I was dating
the best.
A couple years ago, and put his arms around me, and then like spun me around, and then there's music playing, and it was just like smooth, like jazz music. And we started, like, dancing. And at first, I'm like, ha, this is, like, so cliche. But then he's just, like, looking at me. And I'm like, this is actually really nice. And it was just, like, slow dancing. He, like, tried to spin me and dip me. And he wasn't very good at it. But just, like, the whole, just, you know.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's what, when I think of, like, Oscar movie moments, like, there's so many moments in movies where they're just, like.
Together. Yeah.
And it's so simple. Like, it's, like, the rearview mirror. Like, it's, like, the very simple things. Of, like, a kiss. Or, like, just dancing in the kitchen that, like, make. A moment, an totally. Oscar worthy moment.
Totally. One of my other favorite moments was over the summer. I was on this date and we just went to go look at movies to buy in like a Best Buy. We're like, oh, let's just go look at movies. And we were there for like a half hour just talking about movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like looking at something. And yeah, he like snuck up behind me and like wrapped his arms around my neck. And we like walked all weird in the store. And like that is one of my favorite moments from that entire relationship. Like I think about it all the time. Like, oh, what a cute time, you know? But yeah, like there are big moments like The Notebook, you know, kissing in the rain and like running together. But honestly, like the sweeter, like just more intimate, like just you moments, mm-hmm. I think those are the best.
Oh, yeah. Those are like the real moments that like mean way more than kissing in the rain, in my opinion.
Yeah. Although kissing in the rain sounds wild.
It's really not that much fun. I've kissed in the rain and the snow.
Hmm.
Eh.
The snow sounds cold.
Yeah. So is the rain.
Hmm. That's fair. Yeah. Good points.
I mean, maybe if it was like pouring rain, it would be like more passionate, like, more like The Notebook. But it was just like drizzling, so it wasn't like a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't that impressed.
But good to know. Good to know.
If you ever want to kiss in the rain or snow, guys, maybe don't do it.
So, you know, we have so many good movie moments, but what about the bad ones?
Yeah, you don't see like any rom-coms where the main girl gets rejected over and over and over and over again.
Ah. Welcome to my life. We can film that and then you'll see it.
We'll tune in next week to hear us talk about rejection horror stories. It's going to be a good one, guys.
That's right.